Now, back to Rick Fruce and Lee Cohen, two guys that could probably make their own fish and dog reality show. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Hey, monkey,
when you gonna show? It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And, Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line Dr. Terry Kern, who is the owner of Positive Steps Rehabilitation and Therapy for Pets, located in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kern.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be on.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Doctor, the reason we wanted to have you on is because last week we began delving into what some might call alternative forms of care for pets. And we got into a little bit about chiropractic care. And we even had a yoga instructor who is starting a doga class. So they're doing yoga with their pets. But we wanted to talk a little bit about acupuncture. And my understanding is that you are fully certified and trained in doing acupuncture. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can you explain to me and our listeners exactly what acupuncture is? Because I admit to you, I see an old Indian guy laying on a bed of nails, and that's my perception of it, but I don't think that's accurate. So why don't you share with us what it is?
There's a lot of misconceptions about acupuncture, and it's been working for 5,000 years. Western medicine hasn't embraced it as readily as some parts of the world, but we're starting to see changes both in human medicine and in veterinary medicine. And there is the Eastern approach to acupuncture, where they talk about moving energy and balancing the chi. And that sounds very ethereal, and my brain doesn't work that way. So I actually got my training from a Western-based approach because it forms more of a complementary blend with how I was trained in veterinary school. And so my acupuncture training was out at Colorado through the Colorado Veterinary Medical Association. It's medical acupuncture for veterinarians. And basically, the ancient Chinese had very carefully mapped out the anatomy of the human body and also horses, because horses were incredibly important. And the meridians or channels or pathways that are used for acupuncture actually really overlie the central nervous system and the primary nerves in the body. And so acupuncture is a form of neuromodulation. Basically, you're using very, very tiny, fine needles and talking with the very tiny nerve cells that are just under the skin, which then start a communication up the limb and up into the brain so that you can downregulate the sympathetic nervous system for some of the GI problems. You can use it for pain management for a plethora of different things. You can use it for arthritis care, and also you can use it for neurologic diseases. So that was where my interest came.
So I'm just curious. Now, communicating with the nerves is in the form of a pin needle that goes into the skin, I would assume. Yes? Is that how you communicate with these nerve endings?
Yes. Basically, you use some established needle points, and you insert those needles. Sometimes we form a little line up the limb, or we'll circle a lesion on the skin if there's a big wound or something like that. And it generates a neurological response locally and transmits up the large nerve in that center of the body, and then goes up to the brain.
And explain to me how that actually ends up creating therapy, okay?
Well, the brain processes all the information that our body sends to it. When you pick up a cup of coffee, you have to use your motor nerves to hold the cup. Your hand has to tell your brain that you've got it, you know, in your hand. There's the sensory nerves from your fingertips. So all of those things combine so that you know that you're actually holding that cup and lifting it to your face, not just pouring it in your lap. So basically, you're just sending those impulses through the same pathway that the nerves normally conduct all the information that the brain processes. You're just using a select group of nerve points with your needles to generate that communication.
And then the idea of stimulating that area brings more blood flow to that area, which therefore then creates remedy?
It can bring more blood flow. It also can help to release some of the cytokines and anti-inflammatory modulators that the body creates normally. So it kind of promotes a self-healing by stimulating some signals to the brain and saying, hey, we've got an issue over here. So then the brain talks back and your circulatory system gets involved. Sometimes different hormones can be released and a lot of these cytokines. So we don't know everything about how it works, but it is a very active area of study in both human medicine and veterinary medicine right now, which is really exciting.
Now, Dr. Kern, forgive me if this is a silly question, but as someone who grew up afraid of needles, doesn't it hurt to inject the needles into the body? And I guess my question would be, how do you help your patient? I guess it's easier with animals to overcome fear because they may not have the irrational fears that a lot of human beings do. But how do you get them to be comfortable with that process?
Well, the needles are really, really small. So if you've ever stuck yourself with a sewing needle, that's going to actually hurt a lot more than these really tiny, tiny, fine needles. Sadly, I have poked myself a few times. Sometimes I'm a little clumsy. And it's a really gentle pinprick. I usually start with a couple of calming points and see how the animal responds. Most of the time, they barely even notice. And I've had cats sit and purr through an acupuncture session, and I've had a couple of them knead their front paws and drool, which you know that, okay, they're first off, they're not scared, and it must feel good. So that kind of makes me feel better about the whole process. I've only had two dogs that really just, there was no way we were going to do acupuncture with them. And so I learned a long, long time ago that my patients are truly in charge. I'm medical advice, and I do what they let me do. Mm-hmm. And so there's always plan A, and this is what we're going to do. And then if we need to come up with plan B, we do. But most of them tolerate it very, very well. A lot of times it's the apprehension of mom or dad coming in, and when they see how the first couple of needles go in, they're like, wow, that's pretty cool. So
I got you.
How about let's go a little bit backstream here, and mm-hmm. let's talk a little bit about, okay, so you graduated from Michigan State University, and then sometime along the way, you were compelled to go down the field of acupuncture and alternative therapies. Tell us in your journey in life, what led you down there? Was there one particular moment that said, you know, I want to pursue a more rounded presentation to my client, or, you know, or was there a particular case that just kind of drove home the importance of that? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I have an affection for the experienced pet, the experienced puppies, the experienced cats. And the two dogs that I got in vet school were getting on in age. And my patients also, you know, you start seeing them really young and you watch them mature and you hope that there's something more that we can provide. And in human medicine and in veterinary medicine, we use a lot of medications. Well, sometimes everybody can't tolerate those medications. So my own dog, Mozart, developed some rear limb neurologic signs. He wasn't able to coordinate his movements with his rear legs very well, and he couldn't get up three steps. And I was very fortunate, and this sounds strange, he was going through chemotherapy, and I wanted to just be the mom, so I was going to an oncologist, and she knew acupuncture. So we tried acupuncture with Mozart. And my dog, who couldn't make it up three steps, was able to take hikes in the snow 6 months later. As long as we stayed on the snowmobile path, he could walk a half mile in and a half mile out. Hmm. That, to me, was the moment where I went, well, okay, great. I've learned rehab, and now I have to learn acupuncture. Nice. And so it's just another thing that's very nice to have in my toolbox that I can offer. And in many cases, you can use acupuncture with the medications and some physical therapy too, and over time actually decrease the pain medications if they're having issues with liver or kidney function. So it really helps to provide a more rounded picture of things that we can do to help.
Dr. Kern, we need to take a break, but after the break, we'd like to bring you back and talk about some of the applications where acupuncture might be a good solution, as well as some of the alternate therapies that you have learned along the way that maybe if people did, they can avoid problems or keep their animals in optimum health. So that's where we're going to go after the break. We're talking this morning with Dr. Terry Kern from Positive Steps Rehabilitation and Therapy, and we'll be back right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Her pepper spray made it rather hard for me to walk her home, but I guess that's the way it goes.